Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, there was a man, Bani Israel, named Mastah, who spent 200 years of his life in disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. When he died, the people of Bani Israel dragged his dead body, holding it from the leg, and threw it in the garbage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam to go and offer the funeral salah of that person. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, people of Bani Israel say that he disobeyed you for 200 years. Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, certainly he was a bad person, but whenever he would open the Holy Torah to recite it and would see the blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he would kiss it, touch it to his eyes, and would recite salat upon him. Therefore, I have accepted this deed of his, forgiving his sins, and got his nikah performed to 70 hoors of paradise. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard a sinful person of Bani Israel was forgiven because he would touch the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to his eyes, kiss it, and would recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He would see it in Torah. Just wonder when an ummati, a follower of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam, deserved to be forgiven by virtue of respecting the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. How much mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal would be upon the person of Ummati Muhammadiyah, who not only has respect for the blessed name, but also has great respect for everything that is related to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.